So, nothing heard, but as a reminder, in the event of any emergency, OregonGMRS.org will designate a net control on this repeater. We're now at week 221 of the AMRON net. AMRON stands for the American Readout Radio Operators Network and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of emergency and civil defense. Everyone with a GMRS license is welcome to participate on this net, and I do spell AMRON, A-M-R-R-O-N. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon, and actually nationwide, with the ability to receive and share information during a disaster or extended power or communications issue. To further that goal, it's important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when the radio may be the only form of communication you have. Break. Lastly, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Channel 3 project. And you can hear that on the radio regularly. It's highly recommended. We've got the GMRS, FRS3, MERS3, CB3, and Ham Simplex at 146.420. That's designated for the AMRON Channel 3 project. So I encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate at the end of this net. This is only a practice net. To learn more about AMRON, visit www.amron.com. Also, be sure to visit our local AMRON webpage at www.soamron.com for local information, as well as the early check-in form, which is located on the main page. Right? For AMRON or radio questions that are not answered during this net or on the websites, or to get information and guidance on being a net operator, we can always use more of us, or a Channel 3 project guide for your community, please email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. And I'll repeat that. That is sogmrsnet@gmail.com. You may also use this email address to sign up for the AMRON Intelligence Report via email. The report comes out on Mondays, so when I put it out here on Sunday evening, it's a bit late, but there is information that is good to be aware of, and if it's really important, I would imagine we'll add some extra to it, right? Just as a reminder, we're family-friendly, and we want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk, including children. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. Break.